Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
It all comes down to love. A beautiful one there by B.B. Winans. And this one comes from the album called Live and Up Close. It's 26 minutes to 8 on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to it. This is Thursday Live with me, Godfrey Mwabi. After speaking to Pastor Mike, we're now joined by the Bishop of the Bishops. Hey, Ngwaname.
Wanakohai. Wanamma.
Your Excellency.
Oh, Wanamma.
Your Majesty.
The major.
Your Majesty. Muruti, di medisa ba mami di reverse tswela pele ka taba ya today that khanya.
Ke a leboha ke Muruti Mwabi and your beloved listeners at Radio Pulpit. It's always an honor to come on this blessed platform. I know where Asika Tibo, Asika Bukhali, but it is all by the grace of God. Madume hafele wanamma.
Have you been receiving calls from our listeners?
Wanamma always. Messages, WhatsApp, and I'm very grateful because it shows that whatever that the Lord is doing, it is not in vain. Let's keep on engaging.
Yeah. You know, now that you've been talking about this new topic, I realize now that we actually have done an injustice to the topic of the angels. We need to come back to it in the next few months.
This is one rare topic.
And tonight we're talking about the revelation of the Holy Spirit, right?
The revelation of the Holy Spirit, yes.
Hey, Mfundis. I know what I... Hey, I could go to Bible and get the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit? Not what Barcelona are saying. What is that Barcelona are saying about the Holy Spirit? Who do they say he is? But who does he say he is in his word?
Oh, my God. Mruti, in the book of Acts, chapter number 2, when we read from verse number 1, I think I'll just take it up to... You know, let's just take it, you know, up to verse number 8 for the love of the word. It says, on the day of Pentecost, all the believers were meeting together in one place. The other translation will say in one accord. And suddenly there was a sound from heaven, like the roaring of a mighty windstorm. And it filled the house where they were sitting. Then what looked like flames of tongues of fire appeared and settled on each of them. And everyone present was filled with the Holy Spirit and began speaking in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them this ability. At that time, there were devout Jews from every nation living in Jerusalem. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. Let me repeat this. When they heard the loud noise, everyone came running, and they were bewildered to hear their own languages being spoken by the believers. They were completely amazed. How can this be? They exclaimed, these people are all from Galilee, and yet we hear them speaking in our own native language. Muruti ke lentse la modimo leo hare amen. You know Muruti, for the longest of time when God is just about to reveal himself ka ramaphelo abantu, and mightily so, there are two entrances tse modimo a di sebedisang. They call that the ear gate and the eye gate. That means we hear and we see. And I know that many a times, all from time to time, Haribuaga, the revelation of the Holy Spirit. You know, people will forever think about, you know, the first sign will be Rabakashata, Rabashanda, Rabasanda, Rabasanda. But here, it gives us another angle that, you know, it one needs to sit down and understand it thoroughly. The Bible says, when they were sitting in the upper room in one accord, in unity, and we know that the study says, whenever we come unified as a body, there is a special light that, you know, we reveal, the light that will make the gates of hell to tremble, the light that will put, you know, darkness, you know, I mean, to shame. That is why, you know, from time to time, the enemy, if there is one thing that will fight, that is unity. We see, you know, families struggling to unify. We see the church, you know, as the body of Christ at large, struggling to unify. We all operate in silos. But I started co-creating, it starts in the family, because it takes, you know, family to a pillar. Now, once you start operating in silos, then your light will never be effective than when we come together as the body. For Muruti, we are the light that is locked up in this earthly, earthly vessels. So now the secret is that the Bible says they were in one accord, and then as they were sitting there in the upper room, then something, you know, miraculously, mysteriously happened. Number one, there was a noise, and this noise came through the ear gate. You know, they hear the sound. I mean, that I strongly believe that everyone, but there was something, you know, that was revealed to only those who were sitting in the upper room in one accord, and it was something that looks like the tongues of fire. And the Bible says, these tongues of fire, let Afikata dula on each of them. And immediately, Yababakala babu waka the tongues, through the Holy Spirit, aneng abafa the ability, hubuaka zora. And for the first time, throughout their entire ministry as apostles, throughout their entire ministry as the disciples of Christ, the people bakala babauka, and the Bible says they came running because of the noise. But what amazed them, it was their own languages. For the first time. Now this time around they came running, but what amazed them, you're now these people who are gathered in one accord, in the upper room, babua language, erichalukada. And that was the first time when now they gave them audience. You remember, Muruti, that is the first time now when Peter, who was regarded as one of the people who was timid, and somebody, anarata ubua fella, you know, out of proportion, but this time around, Peter was bold enough to minister to the masses, and many people gave their life to Christ. But here is the revelation of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, when he comes, when he sitteth upon us, for the first time, he touched our mindset. And once our mindset is thoroughly touched, then our language, it allows to change. Muruti, there are certain languages, people need to, I mean, to classify those languages accordingly. Huna le language ya di pofolo, huna le language ya di monyane, huna le language, you know, ya batho, huna, you know, each and every kingdom, you know, identify our language ya yon. Now, for the longest of time, the Church of Christ, because it is operating in silos, the language in Ribualebato, but because I mean it shows that somehow we were very vocal, Muruti, but now we were very noisy. I mean very noisy per se, but what we were doing, what we were on about, we were the distributors of hatred. The message
I'm interested in the fire part of the, of those tongues that landed on their heads. Hey, the Holy Spirit was actually burning a lot of stuff, and we need him to burn so many strongholds in our heads today, so that we can speak message.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's in our own messages. It's not our own ideas. We need that to them, yeah. Because like I know we are so divided. What I know, we claim we belong to the same kingdom, but my goodness, listen to us when we speak, more especially on social media. The things we say are over two.
And now people, now they wonder why people are not coming back to church. I mean, if you listen to all, you know, the pastors, they are very frustrated. Some, they even started going back, you know, to the streets, Murud. At this time and age, we have people that basically open air. At this time and age, and again, operating in silos. People are desperate that people are not coming back to church. The problem is not the people, but the problem is the language. The language is eribolela. It is foreign to the masses. I mean, when you speak, pray in tongues, when you pray in foreign tongues, you edify yourself. Now here, the book of Haibuika, you know the tongues where one needs to edify himself whenever you pray. And the Bible says, you know, in the book of Corinthians, that whoever yabuanka the foreign tongues, there must be someone who is gifted enough to come and interpret what the one is saying. Now in the book of Acts, the Bible, it speaks about the language that people could understand and people could relate with it for the first time. And this is the first time that masses had to come and give the apostles an audience to hear them out. Guys, what are you talking about? And Peter stood up and preached a powerful message, Ilenya kisa restoration and reconciliation, and people gave their life to Christ. But now when we look at the type of the message, Muruti, that we've been, you know, preaching for the longest of time, we are propagating the message of hatred. There are a lot of things that happened, Elorin, we never sat down and questioned them. You know, we decided to learn from people who were bitter and angry, and now we went on by propagating the same message. And we never sat down and asked God, but Father God, is this the right message that we need to utter to the masses? This is why when you stood up, you know, Karabatu Uri Kim Zalwan, people automatically, they shut down. Why? Because they know, to echo to Ankamolo Mungwahao, you are going to offend them. You are going to judge them. You are going to ostracize them from the grace and the love of God. This is why, Murid, for the longest of time, we have a lot of things that, you know, took place in the church. There are a lot of people by luring kilerabatibela, because they could not qualify to the man-made standard. There are a lot of people, by learning, their membership was terminated because they couldn't fit to the man-made standard. But didn't we know that there is no one who will ever come to church unless the Holy Spirit guide them into that place? Didn't we know where we cannot gather unless the Holy Spirit is there? Did we know that we cannot preach unless He gives us utterance? Did we know that we can't even pray if the Holy Spirit has influenced prayer? Now, the biggest challenge in Monagori, our language of hatred, for the longest of time, we have a lot of people by Lorin, we have ostracized. We failed to give them love. We have people like drunkards, you know, people by Lorin, you know, the church hate them. You know, I mean
the to the core.
We have prostitutes, we have you know the I mean the LGBT, you know, I mean people who were totally ostracized from the church. They were called names. But these people, they come from families, and now you are standing there as the pastor calling these people names. Now, these people, when they are sitting there listening to you, they ask themselves questions. You know, I mean, you name quite a number of things. I mean, when people, they want to identify what Bozalwane is all about, they will forever quote. But here the Bible tells us, now another version, you know, another angle, that the Holy Spirit, when He revealed Himself, Udima, the disciples, people who sat thoroughly under, I mean, the leadership, and they were obedient to the teachings, you know, of the Lord and of our Lord and our personal Savior, Jesus Christ. The Bible says when they sat in that place in one accord, something miraculous still happened, because there was a light that they produced in unity. I mean, they are unity connected from the source. And when they connected from the source, something like the tongues of fire. I love the word of God because it says it looks like the tongues of fire. And I choose to believe in to deal with their mindset. You see, there is a certain language hearing, but to have a ibua, people can understand. Sometimes when God speaks, people about know. I mean, baukile maru aduma. Kanti hasi maru aduma. Hubuwa mudimu. When God speaks, some people about know. Rukile something like earthquake. Kanti hasi earthquake. Kara earthquake. There is a voice of God. Now, we need to understand the language of God.
Just to interrupt you there. How can I get Elia mudimu? If focus on Mergo Mudimu, Mudimu will do everything to get people's attention. But when they go there, they will hear the message of love, they will hear the message of reconciliation, preached with love and compassion. Mudimu will take care of that. You don't have to worry about people coming to you. Because sometimes and they are there to destroy us. But when you are focusing in prayer, and the Holy Spirit is in charge, He will bring the relevant people to you, Moruti. That's the little information, revelation from what you are saying now.
Moruti, as the teacher of the word, because John 3:16, it is the only verse in the Bible that reveals the love of God. It is not for an individual. It is for the world. And now the church hates the world. You know, the church, they follow certain theories and doctrines that they never questioned. And that is why for the longest of time, instead of us reaching out to the world, we were busy defending and discussing doctrines. We were busy arguing. If you sit, you know, Mruti, you know, how nale nako. I know sometimes, I mean, unina nako, where you will go through all the junk that you will see in the social medias, you know, while you are using, you know, I mean, your iGate, you know, I mean, to catch up of what people are talking about. And you realize that the level of hatred, the so-called the men of God, you know, I mean, destroying each other, you know, attacking one another on the social media about the affairs of the church.
Yes.
Something, Henry, it's a family business. Mm. It's not something that you can fight in public. Now you are arguing, you know, among people who don't even understand that what are you guys are talking about. But Senor Kobo and I title, because one thing expose them, but did it title it? I want to take a look. How can the bishop, the Boasso, but I think the apostle, the prophet, people are fighting about doctrine, telling how Huna Modi Samba to quote
them. Rudy, how do I live at Lababarin Gaba Molao? Babarin Habalo Hodimo. You hardly hear them on social media. You hardly hear them criticizing each other.
No, you can't.
No,
you can't even find them there. You can't even find them there. And now, this is where now, if whoever, you know, who's listening under the sound of my voice right now, and you are the called ones, you know, someone ailing awuk, someone who's convinced, I appeal, I beg you, in the name of Jesus, mind your language. You know, language, it is the only tool. Emodimo ayen saying, I mean, to engage with one another, to gel, you know, with one another. And if your language is foreign, then many people will never understand what you are saying. This is why I'm too concerned that how can people still go back to the streets and repeating the same language that people couldn't understand for many years ago. I mean, people will just come there, sit down. Sometimes they'll go to the night vigils to go there and cause confusion. Mafungabat. When people are sitting there mourning, there will come this so-called an evangelist, you know, anointed by confusion. And how fish a mola fikare? I actually full more monarchical revival. How can you say that while people are mourning? Can't you understand what it? Huna lena kuya hula. Huna lena kuya umona. When people are mourning, the Bible says God is very close up to people by luring they are heartbroken. And when I was all over you can do revival, why can't and no tabele batabam? That is one of the best studies that I've learned, you know, from the study called pastology, is when they said unto us, whenever you go, you know, to comfort the bereaved, make sure that you don't come karaba to ban and le pain and tell them or not pain is wrong. Allow them to tell you or not pain ya bona e bohloko fihlela kae, so that when you start the process of healing, you know exactly when to start. So the language, Mruti, is the best revelation of what the Holy Spirit is all about.
And Renale, 30 seconds. Tapela repentance.
Oh,
because what you've been doing, or we've been driving people away, momudimung, the actions are 30 seconds, and that's it. After that, rally.
So through our ear gate, I pray, and through our eye gate, we perceive all our mistakes and our shortfalls, our flaws. And that are thoroughly revealed unto you. And that I pray the prayer of repentance to us. We have failed your mandate. We did what was not assigned on our behalf. The pleasers of men than being the pleasers of you. I repent. We all repent in the name and the blood of Jesus. Father God, I pray. Amen.
The number is
072-316-317.
Hi, Papa.
Wanamba.
Thank you, Bishop. That's Bishop David Malata right here on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Yeah. So up next is Hlalanati, onamo your daily companion, Nalo Narkopa Nakhape, on Saturday morning, 4 to 6. Otherwise, Monday, 10 to 12. Tuesday, also 10 to 12 evening. And of course, ka next week Thursday, futhela kopana gape mo nakong ya tla modimo a le tlhogonolo fatse modimo a le ire hande bana ba morena ne modimo ke o a ne broko.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Do you want to grow your business sales? Do you know that you can advertise on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit website, The Word for Today magazine, and The Word for You Today magazine at the ridiculously low prices? Yes, you can indeed. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, offers you the platform to grow your businesses at the best affordable prices. Simply contact me, Godfrey Mwabi, on godfrey@radiopulpit.co.za or call me on 012-334-1265 and I'll tell you how. Remember, I've made it my business to grow your business.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM. 657 AM.